With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Authorities are searching for a shooter who killed at least two people and wounded nine others at Brown University Saturday during final exams on the Ivy League campus. Officers hunting through campus buildings for more than 3 hours after the shooting erupted. Police in Providence, Rhode Island, say the suspect is a male in dark clothing who was last seen leaving the engineering building where the shooting happened. The mayor says a shelter in place is in effect for the area, and people living near the campus are encouraged to stay inside. The President Trump says there will be very serious retaliation after two U.S. service members and one American civilian were killed in an attack in Syria. At the White House, the President tells reporters that the Americans and Syrians were attacked by the Islamic State.
We mourn the loss of three great patriots in Syria. You know how it happened. It was an ambush, terrible. We also have three wounded. They seem to be doing pretty well.
U.S. Central Command said three service members were also wounded in the ambush Saturday. The gunman was killed. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire lists the number one item on the GOP's to-do list.
So it's up to the Republicans now to make sure that they are not losing that steam when it comes to delivering. It means talking about no tax on tips. It means talking about no tax on Social Security and overtime. It means talking about the economic engine that's being produced, because no longer are the American people buying that this is Joe Biden's economy or Democrats' fault. They're going to blame the party in power.
McGuire spoke on the Salem Radio Network. An Arctic air blast swept south from Canada, spreading into northern United States. Meanwhile, residents of the Pacific Northwest brace for possible mudslides and levee failures as floodwaters slowly recede. Thousands have been evacuated in the nation's heartland. Big cities like Chicago and Minneapolis face dangerous wind chills. This is SRN News. It's a victory for girls' sports in Colorado.
A settlement has been reached between several districts and the Colorado High School Activities Association that will allow those districts to keep boys off their girls' sports teams and out of girls' locker rooms. The CHSAA has been threatening to ban all teams from those districts from playing sports unless they embrace the LGBT agenda. The U.S. Supreme Court is about to hear arguments on two state bans on males and female athletics. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity continues to wane in the United Kingdom. In 2020, the Christian share of the UK's population was less than half, while the share of the religiously unaffiliated increased to 40%. And now there are reports of people turning to ancient British history, folklore, and nature as sources of spiritual nourishment. Stone circles such as Stonehenge are becoming pilgrimage sites again. The latest census puts the number of officially declared pagans in the UK a little over 100,000. This is SRN News. A comedy legend turns 100 years old.
Actor and comedian Dick Van Dyke is 100 years old.
I have no idea why I'm here, but I can't be more thrilled.
That was Van Dyke when he was honored by the Kennedy Center in 2021. From The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Starring Dick Van Dyke.
To Mary Poppins.
With so jolly all the night with Mary.
To playing a physician sleuth on the TV series Diagnosis Murder. Dick Van Dyke has been entertaining us for a long time.
I've been in the business 75 years. I can't believe it.
That was last year at the Television Academy. So it's 76 years now, Dick. I'm Donna Water.
A jury in Los Angeles has awarded $40 million to two women who claim Johnson & Johnson's talcum powder caused their ovarian cancer. The company plans to appeal the verdict. This is part of an ongoing legal battle over the alleged link between talc and Johnson's baby powder and cancer. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.